My name is Louise Brown. I'm 53 years old. Today is November 11th, 2021, and I'm speaking with Sarah Reinhart, who is my friend and my podcast partner. I'm recording this interview in Atascadero, California.
My name is Sarah Reinhart. I'm 56 years old. Today is November 11th, 2021, and I'm speaking with Louise Brown, who is my friend and my podcast partner. I'm recording this interview in Kansas City, Missouri.
Sarah, you and I go way back. We met through a mutual friend and discovered we were both adopted, which, of course, we had that connection immediately, as adopted people do. We then opened a gourmet ice cream truck in Los Angeles. Through all of that, we have remained friends. And I think more than friends. I really consider you family. When we both moved away from Los Angeles, we decided to start a podcast about adoption. Over the years, a lot.
Surprised you most about doing this podcast?
Well, right back at you, girl. I feel like we are family. What surprised me? First, the adoption community. Who even knew that that existed? I guess what's really surprised me, though, is the feelings and the issues that have come up that I thought I'd already dealt with. I think I paid a lot of lip service to the fact that I was adopted, but not really the feelings. And doing this podcast and talking to other adoptees, it's really hit home. What a trauma to separate a child from their mother. It's like, you know, the primal wound of it all. And looking back at my life from that lens, a lot more things make sense to me about my life. Also, the word relinquishment. We were relinquished. I'd never thought about that before, and it's really powerful.
You're so right. Relinquishment is such a powerful word, and we never really associated that with ourselves. I know I didn't. And, you know, also the adopted community you've talked about, that's something I didn't bank on either. I had no idea we could be part of it and what it was. Is there, to you, any regret around the knowledge or knowing what you have learned now through this discovery process in our podcast?
Yeah, I mean, I wish I'd understood at an earlier age just how impactful that early separation was, so that I maybe would have taken, you know, really healed that part of myself and had those tools to heal and have better relationships and, you know, even to be a better mother.
Oh, I'm going to interject there. I actually think you got that part right. You're an outstanding mother, one of the best in my opinion. And, you know, maybe that's just because of everything you've been through.
Thanks for saying that. Yeah, I mean, I definitely think what I went through in life, not just the adoption, but all the other stuff, definitely contributed to how I parented. I wanted my son to feel that he was a priority, that he was important. And those are things that I didn't feel, whether or not it was true, you know, I never felt those things as a child. You know?
I do know. I mean, yeah, there are so many layers for adoptees, who they become, what they've dealt with. It's such a journey. Speaking of journey, going forward, what are your hopes for our podcast? And actually, what are your hopes, you know, personally for yourself in this journey?
Well, personally, I want to continue to grow and, you know, use my voice as an adoptee advocate. And, you know, to really truly finally heal from all the pain that I really now understand that has driven me in ways that, you know, weren't necessarily beneficial to me. For our podcast, I want to continue for us to grow and to reach people who need to connect to their own feelings around adoption, you know, like we have, and, you know, getting all those stories out for people that want their voices heard and to be able to relate and connect.
I like that. I like where you see us going for sure. And Personally, I already think that you are going that way. I see so much growth in you and also within me. And I'm honored to do the podcast with you. And thanks for doing this interview with me. I always enjoy our discussions.
I do too. That is the beauty of our friendship and our family together, is just never boring each other. You know, really have such a deep connection.
We really do.
Thank you for doing it. This is fun.
This is fun. Thanks so much.
Thank you.